This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. France and Germany are condemning the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the country's consulate in Istanbul. And European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said the circumstances around his death are deeply troubling and called for a thorough, credible, and transparent investigation. President Trump, who was at a campaign-style rally in the state of Nevada, told reporters, "There's no word right now on where Khashoggi's body might be."
Somebody knows, but nobody of the various investigation groups at this moment know, but we'll find out.
Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi, a columnist for the Washington Post, was killed by Saudi agents in retaliation for his criticisms of the Saudi crown prince. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station that's in northern Kabul, where the nation's voters were members voting on members of parliament. Nazif Shirani, an Indiana University scholar, spoke with VOA from Kabul.
There is a lot of concern. There's no doubt about it. The security situation is not very good. And there are a lot of concerns also about the possibility of this being fair and non-interference from either people with illegal armed groups or the Taliban. The environment is rather tense.
The Taliban had issued repeated threats of attacks on polling stations and all election-related activity. 55 people killed in northern Nigeria in the last week after clashes between young Christians and Muslims. Nigeria is mostly split among religious lines, with Muslims in the north, Christians in the south. President Muhammadu Buhari said Nigerians too frequently resort to violence over misunderstandings. This is VOA News. A mass caravan.